KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's The Treat. I'm Elvis Mitchell. Sir Patrick Stewart's memoir, Making It So, an examination of the path he traveled to becoming an actor, is a veritable treasure trove of influences. But in this book, he mentioned a moment that changed his life. From a movie about family, kinda, that he explains further.
Hello, I'm Patrick Stewart, and this is A Treat. I've been asked a question about something that had a big impact on me, and I reflected only on the fact that there were too many things like that, but actually there were two, and they must have happened in the same year. In that year, when I was 13, I saw Elia Kazan's production of On the Waterfront. And I'd never seen a film like that before. When I arrived at the cinema that day and saw it was in black and white, oh, I was so disappointed, because I'd become obsessed with Technicolor. I loved it. I'd become obsessed with Technicolor and Doris Day.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
You know how I got in to see On the Waterfront? I did what I did with all films that I wanted to see that I wasn't old enough to see. I would wait until an adult, I always hoped for a couple, but sometimes it could be just one person, would come in to buy a ticket, and I would say to them, look, here's the money. Would you mind buying a ticket for me? And I've come with you, and then I won't bother you anymore. And people would, at least in my community, would say, yeah, sure, of course, come on. And they'd get the ticket, they'd give me the ticket, and I'd go and sit on my own somewhere. It had an impact. I've always said that he shouted out as Brando, horribly beaten up and blood pouring down over his face and staggering along to get back up onto the quayside. And just as he arrives there, you hear the foreman yell out, "Everybody works today!" And because we'd seen him earlier hand-picking people, you know, and, well, I've been misquoting that all this time. But I heard that, and it had, I just feel so lucky. And then it was about that time that an English teacher, my English teacher, Cecil Dormant, said to me, "The work you're trying to do, Patrick, is inside you. All you really have to do is release it. Let it out." Now, those sound like very abstract words, but to a 13-year-old who felt uncomfortable around other 13-year-olds and much more comfortable around adults, it was a life-changing experience.
The movie On the Waterfront from Sir Patrick Stewart, The Treat, which featured an actor he later worked with, Rod Steiger. More details in his book, Making It So. Past treats such as David Oyelowo on a filmmaker and friend, Making It So, at kcrw.com/thetreat. A scene that stays with one forever, be it a live moment on the stage, or one propelled by words from the page, or flickering across the big screen, or perhaps observed from real life, the kind of drama that aerates the soul and the imagination. It's The Treat. The show is produced and edited almost in real time this week by Rebecca Mooney and mixed by Katie Gilchrist. So much help this week from Laura Kondarajan, Sue Margulies, and Phil Richards. So much to say about eating this week from Evan Kleinman and Good Food, which is next. Into better days, everyone. I'm Elvis Mitchell. It's The Treatment.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.